welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was, of course, Michael Occhipinti's Sicilian Jazz Project album and the track Viti na Crozza. And today I am here on this absolutely beautiful, hot, summery day here in Vancouver, and I'm going to start off with an old favorite. This is one of my favorite singer-songwriters from Italy. His name is Francesco De Gregori, very well-known musician and songwriter. He's had quite a lengthy history and has been around in the folk scene and then later in more into the pop, I guess, pop rock scene, if you want to call it that, in Italy, and is probably one of the most well-loved of the singer-songwriters, the cantautori, still around. He, I believe he was born in Rome, definitely from that Lazio region there. And he wrote this song called Il Bandito e il Campione. And it's a really wonderful song, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the history of the song afterwards. It's from, I think it's from back in the early 90s. This is, I got it off an album called, a live album, simply called Francesco De Gregori Live, 1993, August 1993. There we go. It was recorded in Reggio Calabria. This is Francesco De Gregori, Il Bandito e il Campione.
Due ragazzi del borgo, cresciuti troppo in fretta, un'unica passione per la bicicletta, un incrocio di destini in una strana storia, di cui nei giorni nostri si è persa la memoria, una storia d'altri tempi, di prima del motore, quando si correva per rabbia o per amore, ma fra rabbia ed amore il distacco già cresce, e chi sarà il campione già si capisce. Vai Girardengo, vai grande campione,
nessuno ti segue su quello stradone.
Vai Girardengo, non si vede più sante, e dietro a quella curva è sempre più distante. E dietro alla curva del tempo che vola, c'è Sante in bicicletta e in mano ha una pistola. Se di notte è inseguito, spara e c'entra ogni fanale, Sante il bandito ha una mira eccezionale. E lo sanno le banche, e lo sa la questura, Sante il bandito mette proprio paura. E non servono le taglie, non basta il coraggio, Sante il bandito ha troppo vantaggio. Quantica miseria, un torto subito, a fare del ragazzo un feroce bandito. Ma il proprio destino nessuno gli sfugge, cercavi giustizia ma trovasti la legge. Ma un bravo poliziotto che sa fare il suo mestiere, sa che ogni uomo ha un vizio che lo farà cadere, e ti fece cadere la tua grande passione di aspettare l'arrivo dell'amico campione. Quel traguardo volante divide in manette, brillavano al sole come due biciclette. Sante Pollastri, il tuo giro è finito, e già si racconta che qualcuno ha tradito. Vai Girardengo, vai grande campione, nessuno ti segue su quello stradone. Vai Girardengo, non si vede più Sante, è sempre più lontano, è sempre più distante, è sempre più lontano.
Okay, so that song was about two friends. It's about these cyclists named Sante Pollastri, il bandito, and Costante Girardengo, il campione. And actually, interestingly enough, that story and that song were written not by Francesco De Gregori, but by his brother, also a songwriter, Luigi Grechi, which is quite interesting. And it's the only song on that album which is not released previously. The album also has a couple of gems written by other singer-songwriters, including Vita Spericolata by Vasco Rossi, which is a classic, and Sfiorisci Bel Fiore by Enzo Iannacci. So that was Francesco De Gregori here on Give Him the Boot. This is, of course, an hour of Italian music, and I'm very pleased to be able to present music that you may not have heard before. You can always listen in online at www.citr.ca, and there is a live stream, or if you like, you can go to the podcast page and listen after the fact to this and many other podcasts of shows that are happening here on CITR. It's a fabulous thing to be able to do. Don't forget, also have a Facebook page where I post all of the events events related to Italian things, but also information mostly about the musicians who I play on the show. Now, my next artist is Beppe Gambetta, who I haven't played for quite some time, and I have a little secret to tell that he'll probably be coming to play here in Vancouver again I believe it will be in September. But in any case, stay tuned. I'll be telling you more as I know more. Beppe, of course, is a wonderful flat-picking guitarist. He's from Genoa. His son, Filippo Gambetta, fantastic melodeon player, who's been here many times for different festivals. Beppe hasn't been here for quite some time. He normally performs solo with guitar, and he sings. He's just a fantastic musician, really great guy. And from an album that he did a couple years back is a wonderful track called The Battle of Waterloo. Have a little listen to this, where he sings in English with, I can't remember her name. I'm going to have to listen, and then I'll tell you the name afterwards. So this is The Battle of Waterloo.
Spring comes to Kiri, all the world's in bloom. Winter is forgiven now, fooled by April's broom. Kiri, oh Kiri, you were rain my aim, till Napoleon's bloody cannon hit the rain.
At the mouth of Barney's guns. Ginny, oh Ginny, they say dear to me, let me hold you, Mama, on a Friday.
For the cold returns in autumn, when the wind rakes the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in the cold. Leaves as winter begins, I mind pony. It wasn't only you who was broken on the field of Waterloo. Surgeon, oh surgeon, leave me with my pain. Save your knife for odor, will surely rise again. Surgeon, oh surgeon, leave my blood to pour, let it drain into the bitter clay once more.
For the cold returns in autumn, when the wind arrives
breaks the trees and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves. As winter begins,
I'm my pony.
It wasn't only you who was broken on the field of Waterloo. Muskets flame for the cold returns in autumn.
For the cold,
the wind wrecks the trees, and the summer lies forgotten in a cold bed of leaves. As winter begins, hey, my pony, it wasn't only you who was broken on the field of Waterloo.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop, for ages 9 to 12 and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Bentornati a Give 'em the Boot, sono Linda Bull, questa è un'ora di musica italiana, sono le 2:20 qui a Vancouver in Canada, se non sapete che questo programma si trasmette in Nord America, non in Italia. Allora, abbiamo iniziato con il grande Francesco De Gregori col suo bellissimo brano, la storia di due ragazzi con la passione per la bicicletta. Il bandito e il campione, scritto da suo fratello Luigi Grechi, a dir la verità. E, poi Beppe Gambetta, Battle of Waterloo, con la bellissima voce invece di Patty Larkin, una grandissima cantante e anche chitarrista che ha collaborato con Gambetta per un concerto, anche questo disco Rendezvous, ma anche un concerto che lui fa ogni anno al Teatro della Corte a Genova. Acoustic Night si chiama. Ci sono stati un sacco di bellissimi musicisti che sono passati da questo teatro negli anni a suonare musica americana di tutti i tipi, con Beppe che è un grande appassionato di musica bluegrass, country e di cantautori americani, a dir la verità. Allora, ora invece un altro grande personaggio italiano, anche lui genovese, chi altro potrebbe essere che Fabrizio De André. Voglio proporre uno dei miei un brano dal disco preferito mio, Creusi de Ma, che è un disco strepitoso dell'84. Non invecchia mai questo disco, lo posso ascoltare tutti i giorni, mi sembra sempre nuovo, c'è sempre qualcosa di interessante. È praticamente una ricerca di musica mediterranea che lui ha fatto tanti anni fa ed è rimasto impresso nella memoria, direi, di tutti gli italiani. Uno dei primi dischi di world music, direi, nel mondo, almeno nel mondo occidentale. Allora, sentiamo Appittim, questo, come tutte le canzoni su Creusi de Ma, cantato in una specie di dialetto genovese antico.
Sai che posso fare, se non vuoi abbracciare fa un mai na, se in fondo è abbracciare non vuoi mai, tu massacrami. E mi compugno di occuparmi, con una cascetta largandio, giusto per scondermi con vestito, dare un fio. Cercai di me, ma chi sei te che la preste, e che domando timidamente, ma in mezzo a gente, e a chi non veda se ragione, e padestrania contro il tron, che mando a di che vive le cão, ma buon marco.
mi sono appetti ma rispetta, e non angio a conta, e quando avete male strasse, vedo di me.
Have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Go now, go. Walk out of the door. You just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, I will survive. For as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my love to live, and I've got all my love to give, and I survive. I will survive.
Thank you.
It took all the strength I had just not to fall apart. They tried hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I spent, oh, so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high and you see me. Somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you. And so you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free. Well, now I'm sailing on my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I will stay alive. All my life to live, I've got all my love to give. And I will survive. I will survive.
A very interesting version of I Will Survive, and that was from an album called Oriental Night Fever. It was a collaboration between Hector Zazu, Barbara Eramo, and Stefano Saletti. Stefano Saletti and Barbara Eramo are two of the group Piccola Banda Icona, who are coming to Vancouver very shortly for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. They'll also be playing a show at the Italian Cultural Centre, Il Centro, on July 22nd. And then they'll be off to the Mission Folk Music Festival the following weekend. So I have actually made a bit of a link on the Facebook page here, Given the Boot, with info about them. I would highly recommend, if you like the sound of the oud and a bit of Mediterranean music, they may, who knows if they'll pop out one of those tunes off that album. But Piccola Bande Icona do music from all over the Mediterranean, and I'll play some of their music following as the weeks grow nearer to their arrival. A little bit about that idea for that album, this Oriental Night Fever. It's quite ingenious in many ways, a world music interpretation of the classic disco numbers. Basically, it was an idea of Hector Zazu. Hector Zazu, I first came into contact with his music through this absolutely incredible group from Corsica, a Corsican vocal group, Les Polyphonies Corses, and I saw his name on that. I thought, oh yeah, I've seen that before. He unfortunately passed away unexpectedly in 2008. He was a wonderful French composer, record producer. He produced and collaborated with loads of Italian and international artists, and he was actually born in Algeria, and he died in Paris. He was only 60. He was a very good friend of Stefano Soletti's. That was very hard thing to deal with, his passing. But they have this incredible testament to their work together, and the idea was Hector Zazu's with Barbara Eremos and Stefano's to get the reinterpretation of disco classics from the 70s, like I Feel Love, YMCA, Night Fever, Staying Alive, and they also do this Gloria Gaynor track, I Will Survive. And it's a concept maybe a little, not that weird, but electronic music played on traditional Mediterranean oriental instruments, creating a mix that sort of reinvents the 70s disco sound without losing its original musical energy. And that is a very, obviously, undisco-like version of I Will Survive, but really beautiful. Barbara does a great job on the vocals there. And I, for those of you who are interested, I posted, there's a this website called Museo Ciclismo, Cycling Museum, and they have listed there the real story of Costante Girardengo and Sante Pollastro, Il Bandito e Il Campione. And that's the basis of the song that De Gregori and his brother Luigi Grecchi wrote from the album Il Bandito e Il Campione. All right. I wanted to feature a couple of tracks by Riccardo Tesi, two quite different ones. Riccardo Tesi has a brand new album called Cameristico, and it is very much a chamber music album. It's a quartet of musicians, piano, cello, clarinet, and himself on accordion. And I'm going to play this track. It's instrumental, called Mazzurcazione, and follow it up with a beautiful track sung by Maurizio Geri, a traditional Tuscan folk song from an album that Riccardo and Maurizio did together, which was an homage to Caterina Bueno, fantastic singer. Storia del 107, so that's a couple of Riccardo Tesi tunes. You're listening to Give Him the Boot. This is CITR, 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Stay tuned for more Italian music.
Thank you. padre ti scrivo piangendo questi righi per me dolorosi e che mi restano ma tanto ingollosi nel vedermi trattare così. E scrivendo la mano mi trema e di tutto ti faccio palese e m'hanno tolto la veste borghese e m'hanno tolto la mia gioventù. Caro padre, che brutti momenti, qui non contano né pugni e né schiaffi, di sei guardia levate gli baffi, io l'avrei presa la spina nel cuore. La mattina del 20 di marzo il guardiano mi venne a vedere e con sé ce l'aveva il barbiere e una scranna per farmi sedere. Cattive maniere mi prese, il rasoio l'aveva perfetto e mi raschiava, parevo un capretto, i miei baffini li vidi andar giù. Quando poi gli ebban fatto tutto, il guardiano m'assegnò con un dito e disse: questo è il vostro vestito, e nel vederlo mi fece tremare. Questo numero che oggi indossate vi cancella da nome casato. 107 sarete chiamato e Rodolfo Foscati mai più. 107 sarete chiamato e Rodolfo Foscati mai più.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, dream apparel and articles for people, Don Levy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Think, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Welcome back to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. I just played a track there by Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri from their wonderful tribute to Caterina Bueno, fantastic, famous Tuscan folk singer who passed away, I think, in the 90s. I'm not exactly sure, but she's been gone for a while. Interestingly enough, Francesco De Gregori was one of her first accompanists, accompanying her on guitar. He also worked with other folk singers as well. Caterina Bueno was one of the people who sang this song, Storia del 107, which is also known as Storia di Rodolfo Foscati. There's also an absolutely glorious version of this sung by Ginevra Di Marco. And the song, it seems that it's a little bit unsure what the exact origin is, but it's probably a combination of different stories, but one of them is of a patriot from Milan, Rodolfo Foscati, who was imprisoned back in the early 1800s. And it's the story of his first few days in prison, written by himself. And it's a very common song in the repertoire of Italian or Tuscan singers in the folk tradition. And it was, of course, maybe best known by the version done by Caterina Bueno. There's a really great website called antiwarsongs.org that has info about anti-war songs from all over the world. And there's lots of info about Italian ones, too. Before hearing from Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri, we took a track from Camaristico, which is the new album of Riccardo Tesi's, and a really nice instrumental called Mazzurcazione. His albums up till now have not been as classical sounding as this one. I'd say this is probably quite a classical chamber music sound. And I think that obviously that was what he was trying to achieve, but still has his trademark accordion in there. It's a really lovely, lovely song. I wanted to mention that I went to the Van City Theatre last night to see a great jazz film called Round Midnight, by Bertrand Tavernier, and it featured Dexter Gordon, fantastic film. And while I was there, I saw this poster for an Italian film coming up, and it's showing on various days. Starts on June 20th and finishes on June 27th, but it only plays four times. It's called Caesar Must Die, and it's a film by the Taviani brothers, who you may or may not have heard of. It was directed by him just last year, actually, and it's only just over an hour long. It's not very long, and it's filmed in documentary style in Rome's high security Rebibbia prison. The movie chronicles a production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar performed by the inmates just a few miles from where the Roman emperor was assassinated. The actors are actually real-life murderers, mafiosi, and drug dealers, and their performances slip subtly between Shakespeare's text and their own contemporary jargon, blurring the lines literally between past and present, art and life. But complicating things even further, the Taviani scripted everything offstage as well as on, so what we take for reality is every bit as artificial as the play itself, and just as true. So it says that Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, the play, usually runs about 2.5 hours, but Italian directors Paolo in Vittorio Taviani's tale of a prison-based production of the classic runs only 74 minutes. Yet the film gets on screen not only the play's bloody, double-dealing, hungry essence, but the redemptive potential of art. Very interesting review of that. It's called Cesare Deve Morire, Caesar Must Die, and it is starting on June 20th It's playing June 20th, 24th, 25th and 27th at 7 p.m. You can buy tickets online at it's part of the Vancouver International Film Festival. I'm going to post a link right now to that film on my Facebook page. So if you want to go and check out some movies, you can do that at the VIFF, the Vancouver International Film Festival, at the Van City Theatre. But don't forget that the Italian Institute of Culture and the Italian Cultural Centre both have free movies regularly. So check out the different places around town that you can catch Italian stuff. And it is still Italian Heritage Month this month, so if you want to go and catch some more things, there was Italian Day on Sunday. I went the week before last. I went down and checked that out. That was really fun. But there's still lots of events happening at the Italian Cultural Centre, Il Centro, out there in East Van, just past the drive. And now let's go to a Canadian Italian, Dominic Mancuso. I received note that he is going on tour in Italy, and I wanted to play some music of his, some from his album Comfortably Mine, which is an album of covers of Italian traditional and songs by singer-songwriters. And one of my favorites off that album is this one called L'Uscuro. For all my Italian friends, per tutti gli amici italiani, se vi piace questa voce, e lui suona nella vostra città o magari vicino, vi consiglio di andarlo a vedere. Questo è Dominic Mancuso, un cantautore, cantante, chitarrista, musicista canadese di Toronto di origine siciliana.
Vieni la notte, vieni di lontano, vieni l'oscuro sopra le nostre mani. Aspettiamo lo sole e pensieri lontani. Aspettiamo noi uno, aspettiamo domani. E avemo ancora una canzone di cantare, ancora una storia di contare. Ma non sappiamo niente e non sappiamo che fare. Non abbiamo più ali per poter ancora volare. Ti volessi incontrare un giorno sotto un portone. Li volessi parlare o cantare una canzone. E potessi partire senza tornare a lei. O potessi arrivare fino ai tuoi pensieri. Ma avemmo tutti la canzone di cantare. Come vediamo ancora persone sopra il mare. E mi sussiemo ancora e non ne pare vero. Da siamo contenti, poi ti si ritorna lo scuro. Amore da cuore, amore che non senti, amore che ascolti, che non dici niente. Ti volessi dare un'ora me pazzia e mi ritocchi di tagliare a mia. E avessimo tutti la canzone di cantare, ancora una storia di putiri capire. Che si vede lo scuro sopra i nostri mani, sta storia una compagna e fino a casa vieni l'uscio che cantiamo.
con tutti gli occhi peni, charma mia. Quanta vicoccia na regna di grano, quanto c'è stitto in cielo e si appeggi in via, quanta tua corri a lui, su mi giordano, quanto pampini te. Quanta vicoccia na regna di grano, quanto c'è stitto in cielo e c'è peggio in via, quanta acqua corri a lui, su mi giordano, quanto bambini te.
That was the voice of Matilde Politi, and she is a folk singer from Sicily, and from her new album, D'amori gelosia spartenza e sdegno, L'amore sensuale nei canti tradizionali siciliani. Wonderful album, and that's live there, and that was a track, Quanto, it would be translated as Quanto ti voglio bene, How Much I Love You. Wonderful voice that she has, and she plays guitar too. She's fabulous. I am going to leave you with a track by another Italian-Canadian, Marco Cagliari. He is actually Italian but lives in Montreal, and he has done many, many albums. I think he's doing quite a few cool festivals this summer. I might even be able to catch him in Quebec when I'm there in August. Hope so. He's actually doing a series of concerts with Pepe Voltarelli, who's this great Calabrian singer-songwriter who's been touring a bit of the northeast of North America of late but hasn't come out here to Vancouver yet. Anyway, this is Marco Cagliari, l'Italiano. That's enough for me here on Given the Boot. I'm going to leave you here, and Radio Free Thinker is coming up next, so stay tuned here on CITR. It's 101.9 FM on the dial and CITR.ca. Don't forget Given the Boot's Facebook page, and I'd be happy to tell you any more info about the groups I played, and feel free to write in, message me about requests or anything else you'd like to hear. That's Italian music, of course. Ciao a tutti, ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Bye everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Lasciatemi